Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back.
You ain't getting checks.
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, catch the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody. Always on the fucking job, I got no hobbies. Got the city fucking with me, cause I'm homegrown. Vibing out more than my phone, no, leave me alone. Me on my own, no. Look, I cut the bitch off like an edit. My daddy a G, it's genetics. I heard your new shit is pathetic. Your contrast should be shredded. To my dogs on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, yeah, 1,000. Click stars, studded like the Paramount money. Everything I do is righteous, betting on me is the right risk. Even in a fucking crisis, I'm never on some switch of side shit. I switch gears to the night shift, blacking out cause I'm enlightened. God talk to me in silence, but I hear him every time, man.
Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank you
Last night
so
took an L, but tonight I bounce back.
Gobble, gobble.
The worst impression of a turkey.
We're here. You're a turkey.
Yeah. Right. Let's get it.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Give thanks.
Absolutely.
Where it's due.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
So this is week 12 coming up. We have an interesting slate ahead of us. Probably the best Thanksgiving day slate I can remember.
Yeah.
And as we're recording, we're watching the Texans and the Raiders in Mexico.
Oh, Hopkins busting it wide open. Oh!
He's out of bounds.
Thought he was about to bust it.
Brock's looking confident.
Yeah.
Anyways, this game is going on. We already have a prediction for that shit, so fuck it. Let's move on to 12:30 game on Thanksgiving. We have the Vikings at Lions. How do you feel about that game?
This is a crucial game, man. I think these teams are tied, aren't they?
NFC North, yes, they are.
Yeah, they're tied, and they're atop of the NFC North. And I really don't think Hopkins stepped out. He didn't. But, all right, anyway. These teams are tied. They're atop of the NFC North. This is a crucial matchup. Minnesota came out, and like I said, we predicted, well, I don't know, I predicted that they would win at home last week, and
things were said.
This is an inside the dome game, and I think Minnesota takes this. I think they continue with the streak, you know, and they win. Then Detroit, I don't know, man. Much could be said about Detroit. I don't like what happened last week against Jacksonville. They should have lost that game, honestly. If it wasn't for the defense, surprisingly, they would have lost. But give me Minnesota in this game, and I don't want to touch anybody in this game as far as DFS action. I just want to touch Minnesota defense. That's about it, in my opinion.
It's a tough game. Minnesota defense has only had, two sacks since, week six. Some crazy stat. They really haven't been getting pressure to the quarterback, so I'd be kind of wary of that. Having said that, since they've got rid of North Turner, the Vikings' defense has started to turn around. Their offensive line has been taking hits, but they have been using Thielen a lot better, using Diggs a lot more. They do a lot of quick passes. I think that complements them better. They don't have a run game, so this is essentially the run game, just get rid of it as quickly as possible. It's working, and against a team like the Lions that don't have the strongest front seven, it'll work again. Stafford's very wishy-washy, and as much as it is fun to see him throw these long bombs, he's not a consistent quarterback all the time, especially against a defense like this. I think this is a bounce back game for Minnesota, and not unlike the cameraman they bowled over. They're gonna
Oh my god! Yeah, that was hilarious.
Man down. Yeah, but I got Vikings winning this one as well.
Okay, nice. Oh, and the spread in this one is 2.5. Detroit. So this is definitely a game that's leaning towards Minnesota, and it's going to be a very close game, and I'll take Minnesota defense over the Detroit offense and defense any day.
Interesting. All right, yeah. I'm moving on. We have another divisional matchup. We have the Washington Redskins at home. At Dallas, 4:30 matchup.
Okay. Dallas is favored by 7 in this matchup. The total was 51. Yo, man, Dak attack. Dak is the man. These team already faced each other. Dallas came away with the victory in Washington. So there's no reason for me to believe that Washington could go into Dallas on a short week and win. I got Dallas in this game. Zeke the Freak is going to go wild. Dak is going to do good, man. You can load up on the key players in Dallas for DFS. They don't have to be mentioned. For Washington, yeah, you can load up on Kirk Cousins, you can load up on Crowder, you can load up on Reed, and yeah, just keep it playing.
Yeah, I mean, look, just because I'm kind of hopeful that Kirk Cousins will be the Jets quarterback next year, I want to be the Jets. But being realistic,
poor Cody.
Yeah, because we don't have a quarterback. Anyway, moving on. But I love what I saw of Cousins and Crowder and Reed and Jackson yesterday, but I think that the Cowboys just offer too much on offense. And right now, they're just bowling people over with their run game. So, mm-hmm. Having said that, I just don't think the Redskins are stout enough up front to stop them. I have the Cowboys running out the clock, doing what they always do, dinking and dunking to Witten and Cole Beasley, mm-hmm. and just let Zeke run wild. So, I have the Cowboys taking this game, and it's going to get out of hand pretty quickly. They might win this game by at least 15.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. That Thursday night game is going to be the Steelers at Indianapolis.
Oh, man. These are all short week games. The Colts came away with a victory in at home. They're home again, and they're underdogs by 3. Pittsburgh is favored. I like Pittsburgh in this matchup. Mm-hmm. Their defense showed up like crazy last week. I mean, granted, they're playing the Browns, but just because they're playing the Browns, it doesn't mean anything. I like what their defense did last week. I expect the momentum to continue. They could take it into Indianapolis, and they could rattle Luck. Get some turnovers, and Ben Roethlisberger, yo, this is a spot. Even mm-hmm. though his home road splits is crazy, this is inside.
Yeah.
So Ben could go off as well. So I like Pitt in this matchup, and you know, give me some AB this matchup.
After.
He hasn't been going for like 2 weeks. Granted, he had a touchdown the week before the Browns, but still, I expect him to go off really in this matchup.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Another player I really like.
And Vontae Davis was in the boot this week. Noted.
Yeah, I also like Le'Veon Bell a lot in this matchup as well. He really glowed up against the Browns, but Colts don't have a scary defense at all. I think this is a really good game for the Steelers to continue their momentum. They always do this. They start to falter in October and November, and then you know once it starts to come along, they really step it up and become the playoff team we all know them as. So
mm-hmm.
I have the Steelers winning this one. Big Ben's going to have a big game. AB is going to tear it up, and I really think that this is when we start to see the beginning of the end of what happens with the Colts. Got to get rid of either.
You're such a hater.
I am. No, but they got to get rid of either Pagano or Grigson or both, because this is a flawed team, and they're really putting Luck in danger by having him play with this
but
little
really,
level of talent.
I mean, I don't think it's Pagano's fault. It's whoever's in that front office.
It is. It's Grigson too, but you know I think it falls on both of them. They're not on the same page. And you know, if they kept Pagano, that'd be cool too. But right now, they got to make some changes because there's no one on defense. There's no one on the offensive line. They're using Frank Gore, who should be in a senior citizen home right now. I don't know why anyone would trade for him in fantasy.
And he's still cooking.
Anyway.
He's on a winning team.
Yeah.
That's going to the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, we here.
Anyways,
cocaine whole vein. Say that. H&H fantasy football. Right, let's get it.
Okay. So, we have the LA Rams at New Orleans.
Oh, man, this is a matchup right here. This is actually a survivor matchup, in my opinion. I like Jared Goff didn't really do much last week against the Dolphins. It was Gurley who actually got the touchdown, surprisingly, after we gave him the Jordan Mimi player.
He saw that, got motivated.
He got motivated.
Look in the mirror.
Touchdown. That's the only score they had. I think the Saints defense definitely got better.
They did.
We improved. I think we could, if we could contain the way the Miami Dolphins did and the way Breeze plays at home, there's no gimme. Saints win this game, a blowout. We're favored by 7 in this game. I don't think Goff could keep up with us in the running game. Probably won't get off against us. Even though we're vulnerable to the run, I think we can hold our own in that department. So give me the Saints in this matchup.
Just talking shit. Run game can't do anything. Okay. All right. Anyways, no, I mean, you guys are definitely going to win this. Saints just have a much better core of players to work around. I think Michael Thomas is really going to make something happen as well. So I love the Saints in this game. Definitely DFS and survivor purposes. And there's no buys this week, too, so please pay attention. There's a bigger pool for DFS as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Saints take this one handedly. See this being at least a 14-point win. I would put money in this game, frankly. All right, moving on. We have the Chicago Bears at home against the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, man.
Cutler's out.
I don't think he's been ruled out.
No, he is. He might miss the season. They just said a shoulder injury. He might.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Yeah. Okay. With that being said,
Matt Barkley.
With that being said, yeah, man, load up on the Tennessee Titans on both sides of the ball. You can play their defense as well. They're actually favored in this game, and it's away. That's crazy. Ooh. They're favored by 3.5, so that should tell you something. Mariota, Delanie Walker, all the receivers, whichever receiver you like best between Sharp, Matthews, and Wright.
All
just,
ass.
Just go after. Just all go ass. After them. Yeah, and for Chicago side of the ball, I don't really like anybody if Cutler's out. So
yeah.
I just missed me with that. I got Tennessee in this matchup.
I did too. Even though they got papoosed by the Colts last week, I still like the Titans moving into this one. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyways, I think the Titans are really going to make some plays with the run game in this matchup. I would definitely have some DeMarco percentage owned if he's healthy. Pay attention to that toe. And also definitely get their defense too. Because I think this is going to be a game where they get a few turnovers. Matt Barkley is a very, very bad player. All right, we got the Bird Gang. We have the Cardinals in Atlanta against the Falcons.
Ah, man, this game's going to be good. I like Atlanta in this matchup for the simple fact that it's Matt Ryan. He's home. He's just going to air it out on that defense. Palmer's bad.
He's not good.
He's bad. He regressed. I've never seen – well, actually, I'm lying because Aaron Rodgers is still playing right now. Palmer regressed, man. The age is catching up to him. It's unfortunate he can't be as good as Brady and Breeze at this age. But give me Atlanta in this game. I'll target Julio in this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I like Hooper, the tight end, mm-hmm. if Tammy's not back. And Tevin Coleman, I think he can get off in this matchup.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think Tevin's a good matchup just because of the speed they can bring against them. And, one thing Atlanta, Arizona does really well is they bring pressure. Mm-hmm. So I like the dump-offs in this game. They've missed Tevin, so he'll be back in this game, and that'll help add an extra element to that 1-2 punch and then Devontae. Julio is going to be the play this week. I think that really right now, indoors, he's a different player. I mean, he's still one of the best receivers, but indoors, it makes him even that much more deadly. I love him in this matchup, and I think the Falcons take this. Always fear a team going across the coast, so
yeah.
Definitely the Falcons taking this.
Definitely, and especially since Palmer's playing so poorly. Yeah, I agree with you. We got the Falcons. Let's get it.
All right, moving on. I'm going to feel bad because we're in New Jersey. We're going to have to watch this game. We have the Giants at Cleveland.
Oh, Giants at Cleveland. This is going to be a good game, and they got the Giants favored on the road by 7.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend... last week against Chicago, they said that was a trap game. But this is a game I think is a trap game.
Mm-hmm.
McCown is back, guys. Mm-hmm. And if you know one thing about McCown, he's a baller. He's not afraid to throw the ball. And I respect McCown. And this is a matchup I wouldn't even touch a survivor. I know everybody's looking at, 0-16 Cleveland.
They're due.
Is a game I think Cleveland could steal and win.
I can see that.
So, with that being said, I'm going with the dog.
Oof.
I like Cleveland with the upset in this matchup. I like Terrell Pryor. I like Josh McCown. I like Gary Barnage. And as far as the ground games go, I'll probably go Duke over Crowell. But, yeah, man, yeah, I like the Browns in this one.
Man, I'll tell you, it's a bold take.
Yeah.
My picks have been looking awful recently, so we're going to see it. So,
follow me. I'll show you the way.
I'm taking the Giants. But I hope you're right. That'd be a cool story. I don't want to see the Browns go 0-16. I feel bad for that fan base. But I think it's a good Odell game. I'd love Terrell Pryor in this game, though. He's been taking over some matchups, and him with McCown is a different player, and Corey Coleman's back, too, so teams mm-hmm. just can't double him. So
yep.
The Giants winning this, but this could be exciting. All right, next up, a very good matchup. We have the Chargers at Houston.
Oh, man, we're actually watching Houston play right now. They moved the ball well so far in the first quarter. Like Cody said, I don't know if he said it on the pod, but Brock Osweiler looking confident.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I didn't.
You're lying.
You're lying. Yeah, you just put a word to my mouth.
Yeah, he said he liked that shit. It's like, So, San Diego, this actually is a pick'em game. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, San Diego's coming off the bye. I think San Diego could get this game. San Diego's in a good position and to make this good playoff push. I respect their offense. I like what Rivers is doing. Their defense is getting it together, and I think they're going to be recharged. And I definitely like San Diego for this. And this is a short week, technically, for the Texans. So give me San Diego in this matchup. It is a pick'em game. The over and under is 45.5. And as far as players to target in DFS, I wouldn't target so much the receivers on San Diego, so you know who that is. That leaves it up to Melvin Gordon and or Gates. Yeah, Gates. I could see Gates going off in this game, too.
Yeah. It's always the hardest to know what the Texans are going to do because their defense has been really good. This is a game that spells trouble for the Chargers just because their offensive line isn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texans are getting Wolfork back, too, so the run defense gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think...
But the Gordon is matchup-proof.
Gordon's really good, but...
He's matchup-proof. Say it.
All right. I don't know what's going on with my co-host today. Anyways, I got the Texans winning this one. It's going to be an ugly game. I love Phil Rivers. Hope they get him off this team. But right now, I just have enough talent around him. I think Gordon's going to be a good back, but this isn't a game where he goes in there and makes it happen. I think the Texans end up taking this.
They got to make this push, man. They got to.
We'll see. All right. We got the Jaguars at Buffalo.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, man. Buffalo's favored by 7.5. Don't know what's going on with Shady. Man, this guy just stays hurt every single year. I don't know what's going on or what kind of water he's drinking, but this guy's just injury prone.
Dirty muddy.
Buffalo, it doesn't matter what's happening with Shady. I still think Buffalo's going to win this game.
Yeah.
Don't like Bortles. The Jacksonville Jaguars, I mean, they're trying to compete, but nah. I think, honestly, I really wish they were the winless team and Browns already had a win.
Yeah.
Whatever. Give me the Buffalo in this matchup, and I like Tyrod in this matchup as well as whatever receiver you want to pick. I think Woods is going to be out. Damn.
Percy?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you could just run Tyrod naked. In this
yeah,
game.
You have to.
So, yeah, give me Buffalo.
Tyrod's just killing it right now. He's so fun to watch. Yeah. I haven't won this as well. It's because your defense is stepping it up. I guess you got to get Gillespie if she doesn't play either, so pay attention to that matchup. But right now the Jaguars are just a disaster, so I don't have them winning.
They had the game won, and Bortles really just lost it for them.
He does that. One player I do like, though, is Marquise Lee. He's really starting to step it up. So.
I got that touchdown last week.
He could start being a low salary player to pick up. All right, next up, we have an AFC North matchup, the Bengals at Baltimore.
Oh, man, tough news. Tough break for the Bengals this week. They lost A.J. Green. He might be back sometime during the season. But they need him in this one. They need him in this one. It's a divisional game. The division is still tight. They can't afford to give up any more games. But this is a game I think they're going to lose. Baltimore's favored by 4.5. Baltimore's favored on the favored on the good side of the line. I don't think Cincinnati could win this on the road. I like Flacco in this. I expect Terrence West to get going in this one as well as Dixon. I feel sorry for Cincinnati because they were right there and battling the injury of Eifert. Now he's finally back. You got a full team going. They were supposed to make their run, and boom, your best player's down. And then you lose Gio as well. So it's crazy. I don't know what to expect from them, and I like Baltimore to win.
Yeah, it's a tough break. I like Jeremy Hill a lot in this game just because the Baltimore run defense isn't, actually they are pretty good. I don't know why I said that. But he'll have all the opportunity now because Gio won't be hogging the carry for him. So I like him because he'll probably be low-owned. I like Baltimore in this matchup, too. I think that they're starting to get the aerial attack going on. I like Mike Wallace in this game, and Steve Smith is just an ageless wonder. So got to pay attention to what he's able to do, but I wouldn't mind picking him up either. I think Baltimore wins this, but I don't have high hopes for either of these teams to make any noise in the playoffs. One of them will make it most likely, but I don't think either of these teams are better than the Steelers right now. All right, next up, we have the Dolphins at home against San Francisco.
Dolphins. Come on, baby. You out here making me look good. They're 6-4. I said their record was going to be 10-6. This was my hot take for the year.
You said Tannehill would be like the comeback player of the year.
Doesn't matter. The team is doing their thing. And if we watched the game last week, Tannehill led the team to get the W. Two clutch touchdowns in the end of the game. The drives that mattered the most. So kudos to Tannehill. You're still a game manager, in my opinion. And I like that your team is coming together, and I respect that. And your guys are fighting. And come on, make Daddy proud. 10-6, please. This is a matchup that Dolphins should dominate from beginning to end. They're favored by 7.5 in this matchup. San Francisco just can't get anything going. Granted, they had tough matchups back-to-back. I think their morale is just down and out. Miami should definitely control this game, especially with J.I.J. I think he should go off on San Francisco defense, especially with them traveling to Miami.
Yeah, I mean, he has to be a player you have to have in the lineup.
Yeah.
He's going to dominate. I think Miami wins this one as well. Like to see some Carlos Hyde action this game, though, too. The Dolphins can be ran on, so I like going through running backs in these games, but I think the Dolphins win this pretty handedly. All right, another team going across the coast, the Seattle Seahawks going to Tampa Bay.
Oh, man, Tampa Bay, what a shocker, man. This is a game that I actually lost last week. Tampa Bay went to KC and won in a close game. I would have never thought that in a million years. Like, Tampa Bay defense just magically showed up. But with that being said, I don't rock with Tampa Bay like that, and I hope they lose because they're in my division. We need them to lose. Seattle's favored by 5.5 in this matchup, and I like Seattle in this matchup. I like Russ Wilson. I like Thomas Rawls to get off in this matchup. I like Doug Baldwin, man. That guy is just the man. Like, next year, he's definitely going to be high on my own drafting sheet because he just continued to produce year after year, and he's underrated. Like, one of the most underrated receivers in the league. I respect his game, and I respect the connection him and Russ have. So, I like Seattle in this matchup.
Yeah, taking notes on that, by the way. I love Jalen Graham in this matchup as well. I think Rawls is a must-play, though, just because Michaels is out. He's out of the team, and Prosoyce is hurt also. So, he's really the bell cow. Jameis really surprised me, and I love him as a player, but against his defense, I just don't see it happening. This is going to be an ugly game, but I do have the Seahawks winning this.
Okay. I like that.
This game was so bad.
I'm actually going to this game. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was
going to
be a Sunday night game, and Goodell looked at it and was like, nah.
Lord, please blind me.
So he moved it up to the Patriots against the Jets in New Jersey from a Sunday night game to a 4 o'clock game. He flexed us out in New Jersey. And the Jets are starting Ryan Fitzpatrick again. I've lost all hope for this fucking team. At this point, I just hope that we get beat so badly that we have to play our young quarterback. And that we never see Fitzpatrick again.
Man.
Start everyone on the Patriots.
It's not even
Start
funny,
Gronk.
Yo.
Start Gronk. Start Blunt. Start Breeze. Start Edelman. Start Hogan.
You're supposed to let
start
me
Mitchell.
Make it in front of
nah,
you.
Nah. I'm getting ahead of it. Start the Patriots defense. Start everyone. Don't start anyone in the Jets. His team is fucking ruined.
Oh, look at the Oakland Chili just getting in. Pop that. For real.
I've been a Jets fan for 15 years. It really tested my patience, all I gotta say. I might be a Raiders fan next year. Just pay attention to CNC season 2 when I'm out here just claiming the black and silver like that.
But oh, my God.
As Carter throws a fucking dime.
Yeah.
Oof. I wish I had a quarterback. Yeah, but Patriots win the shit by like 40.
Same. Enough. Nothing needs to be said about this game. The spread's not even out in this matchup.
Yeah.
They probably got this at like 40.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I like New England in this matchup. You know, just target people. The only people I like on the Jets side is Forte. And you could target Marshall in PPR. I think he's going to soak up all the targets, man, because they know this is their last ride. He might not even be back with the team next year, so just target him.
All right, we got the Panthers at Oakland.
Oh, this is going to be a good matchup. Oakland is favored by 4. This is actually a tough matchup to choose. But I'm going to ride with the hot team, and the hot team is Oakland. Even if Oakland lose tonight, I think it'll be good for them, and they'll bounce back and win. But I like Oakland in this matchup. Against the secondary of Carolina, I like a Crabtree before Cooper.
Have to.
And then Latavius could get off because Luke Kuechly might not play in that matchup. So definitely like Oakland.
Yeah.
I just remembered Luke Kuechly is out.
That was scary. I hope he's feeling better. Yeah. But definitely like Oakland in this game as well. I always feel bad about the coast-to-coast. Right now, there's a flawed Carolina team. I do like what Jonathan Stewart's been doing since he came back, but All in all, I think this Raiders team is more
He ain't complete. Do nothing last week, though. Anyway. But he got the win, but he ain't do nothing last week, though. That's all I'm saying, though.
Okay. Well, I like this Raiders team a lot against this Flawed Panthers team. They need to start stepping it up.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Kelvin having a few catches. Maybe Greg Olsen, too. The Raiders always struggle with tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, I wouldn't touch anyone from the Panthers. I like the Raiders a lot in this matchup to win it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Sunday night matchup, which is fucking fantastic. We have the Chiefs at Denver.
The game that got switched with the Jets and the New England Patriots.
It should have been.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
There's a divisional matchup. They're fighting for the top of the division. I had Denver winning the division. So I hope Denver can pull this out. The spread is not out yet. Give me Denver. I like the defense. Alex Smith has been playing poorly as of late. And honestly, right now, Alex Smith and Trevor Siemian, you can't even tell them apart.
Yeah.
So definitely give me the defense. Give me Denver. I like Denver. Yeah, give me Denver in this match.
I like Denver, too. I just think that they have too much firepower right now. I know the Chiefs are getting Houston back, but still, I just don't see that they're going to be able to match up. I know, what's-his-face, Cooper, he missed last week. If he plays week...
That's a hit pointer, man. That could affect him the rest of the season.
Even if he plays this week, he's going against two really good receivers. So I like the Broncos to take this game at home in a really hostile environment. And then Monday night, we have the shitty Green Bay Packers against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly.
Oh, man. Green Bay. I don't think anybody saw this coming. But then again, when I don't know, man. Rodgers, like, he's just missing a lot of throws. The only good thing about Green Bay is I think they found him a new boy toy. Rodgers found him a new boy toy in Cook. Hopefully that
they look good together.
Yeah, hopefully that connection can continue. Because it's pretty much like one of the only bright spots. Or maybe Christine Michaels come out and bust out onto the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be getting worked in this week. So Philly defense, you definitely can run on, as we saw last week versus the Seahawks, just doing whatever, precise. Yo, honestly, I thought he was going to go for 200 yards.
Yeah.
But he got hurt, unfortunately. But Seahawks still managed to get have a good ground game. So I'm going Green Bay in this matchup.
Okay.
Even though Philly's home and they got a good defense, they're favored by 3.5. I don't know, man. I like A-Rod. He's a resilient type of guy, and I think he could bounce back in this matchup.
Fuck A-Rod. He abandoned his family. Reports came out this week. He hasn't talked to his parents since 2014. Eagles defense is a lot better.
Yeah.
Green Bay offensive line is all
self-centered,
all messed up.
Arrogant son of a gun.
Yeah. So fuck him. Call his daughter back.
Especially on Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
How do you not talk to your family? Supposed to give thanks to your family, man.
Eagles got this at Philly, and they'll take this. But once again, I want to give thanks to you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to do. Rate and subscribe.
Yes, of course. And I want to say thank you, Cody, because without you, there would be no other C. And I'm proud to be your co-host.
Oh, thank you, man.
You. Okay. It's like, that's all love, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you, my brother.
You too, man. Alright, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. LAX, every week I bounce back. Whoa, if you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody. Always on the fucking job. I got no hobbies, got the city fucking with me, cause I'm homegrown. Vibing out more than my phone. No, leave me alone, me on my own. No, look, I cut a bitch off like an edit. My daddy is G, it's genetics. I heard your new shit is pathetic. It kind of trash to be shredded. Damn. To my dogs on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, 1,000. Click stars studded like the Paramount money. Whoa. Everything I do is righteous. Betting on me is the right risk, even in a fucking crisis. I'm never on some switch of side shit. I switch gears to the night shift. Blacking out cause I'm enlightened. God talk to me in silence, but I hear him every time, man.
Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I come straight.